One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Hallelujah.
I want to share with you an important message that's going to take you into the year 2025. When I think of what the Lord said, themes the year 2025 for His children around the world, I think that it's very, very significant. Very significant. It means a lot. And I perceive from the message that we might as well begin our countdown to the Lord's soon return. And I'm very serious. In the weeks and months ahead, I'm going to be sharing some very important things with you that will help you on your way. So as we learn of what the Lord has in mind, you'd understand the significance of this. I want to read a couple of verses to begin with. James chapter 1 and verse number 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The following verses that I'll read to you, including this one, are actually best in the King James Version. I looked through several translations and I observed that in most of them, what they tried to do was not really to translate, they tried to explain. And there's a huge difference between translation and explanation. So several of them were trying to explain in the course of their translation. But the King James captures it most perfectly by giving you just the right words that translate the best from the Greek. So I'll read that again to you. It says, but let patience have her perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And I want you to observe two key words there, perfect and entire. Perfect is from the Greek teleos. And entire, holokleros. And the reason for that is because of what they really mean. Perfect means complete. That's another synonym for the same word. And you actually find in the King James Version, several places with that word, complete, perfect, teleos. Holokleros, on the other hand, that's translated entire, is also very significant because it means complete in every part. And I want you to observe what follows it. It says entire, wanting nothing. That means nothing that is needed is missing. It is whole. And I want you to go to Colossians chapter 4. Verse number 12. Paul, in writing to this church, he says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Perfect and complete. Again, the word perfect from the same Greek, teleos. And this time he picks another word, which is translated here, complete. Peroo. Peroo is translated complete here. It actually means to be full. Be full, to be replete. And that is very significant. To be replete. Question is, full of what? Replete with what? This year that we are entering, you would need to be more conscious of who you are in Christ. You would need to be much more conscious than ever before about what Christ is to you, who Christ is to you, what Christ means to you. As I've said a number of times, Christianity is not a religion. Only those who don't understand Christianity think it's a religion. It's not a religion. When you understand the truths about Christianity, you discover it's not a religion. It's a relationship. A relationship with your dad is not a religion. Christianity is no religion. It is the description of the life of Christ in the human being. It is Christ at work in a human body. When you say that you receive Christ into you, you are not making a religious statement, as many people think. It's reality. The problem is not many know what Christ even means. What's the meaning of the word Christ? They don't know what Christ is. What Christ actually is, what in the Hebrew was called Messiah. Messiah, the anointed one, from the Old Testament, you find Messiah. In the New Testament, it's Christ. But they're referring to the same person. And what the Jews understood by the Messiah was the Son of Man, Daniel's Son of Man. The one described by the prophet Daniel as the Son of Man. And who was the Son of Man according to the prophet Daniel? You remember when Jesus called himself Son of Man and made certain statements regarding the Son of Man, the Jewish leaders said to him, "Who is this Son of Man?" They wanted to know, who is this Son of Man? And Jesus, in his teaching, made references to the prophecies of Daniel the prophet. To let us know, he corroborated Daniel's prophecy. That is significant. The Son of Man is the description of Son of God. Son of God means God in human flesh. It doesn't mean one born by God. That's why when Jesus said he was the Son of God, they said it was blasphemy. They wanted to kill him. They said, "You are a man and you're making yourself equal with God." The Messiah is God manifest in flesh. That is the meaning of Christ. When you say Christ, when you say Jesus is the Christ, you mean Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. That was what Jesus was crucified for. Never forget it. He was crucified for declaring that he was the Christ. When the high priest said to him, "Tell us, are you the Christ?" And Jesus said, "Yes," he answered in the affirmative. And once Jesus answered in the affirmative that he was the Christ, the high priest tore his robe. He said, "You have heard him yourself. This is blasphemy. He has declared himself to be equal with God."
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.